All right, so just a little bit in Yona de Yoma, there's a Gemara Masechtas Psachim in Arvi Psachim, Daf Kufte Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, Suma Potter Miloy Meragoda. Somebody that's a Suma, someone that's blind, is Potter from reading the Agoda. He's Potter from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ksiv Hacha, it says, by the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bavur Zeh. Fiksiv Hacha, and it says in the Parasha Ben Sayru Moirer, B'neinu Zeh. Ma'ala Halon, just like Ben Sayru Moirer, we learn from the word Zeh, Prat L'Suma, Afkan, so too, by the mitzvah of Yigadat Levincha, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Prat L'Sumin, a Suma is going to be excluded. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Is that true? Is it true? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that a Suma is Potter from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Gemara says we find that the two famous Sumas in Shas, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, they both once led a Seder and they said the Haggadah, and everybody else was Yotze with them. Now, if they themselves were not Mechuyev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, how could he be Moitzi other people with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Incidentally, the bring in the Maiserah from the Vilna Goyen, that the Vilna Goyen had that minig as well, that the Gra by his Seder would say the Haggadah, everybody else would sit around the table and listen to the Gra say the Haggadah, and they would be Yotze with Shemei Koinos. That minig has a Makar right here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how could Rabbi Yosef and Rav Sheshes be Moitzi everybody with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, with reading the Haggadah, if they themselves were Mechuyev? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. But either way, we have a sugi in Shas, whether a Sumas Chayev in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or a Sumas Potter from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Psochim Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis. Now, we know there's Machlokes in Shas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, whether a Suma is Chayev in mitzvahs or a Sumas Potter from mitzvahs. We know everyone's Chayev in mitzvahs except for a Cheresh Shaita V'Kotter. Rabbi Yehuda adds one person to that list, a Suma. A Suma is also Potter from all mitzvahs in the Torah. The Chachomim argue, the Chachomim hold that a Suma is Chayev in mitzvahs. Pasha, you would say that this sugya right here is going according to the Chachomim, not according to the Das Yochid Rabbi Yehuda and Shas. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a Suma is Potter from all mitzvahs, so I don't need a special makar that a Suma is Potter from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If a Suma is Potter from mitzvahs, it means he's Potter from matzah, he's Potter from all mitzvahs in the Torah. So if he's Potter from all mitzvahs in the Torah, there's no reason that he shouldn't be Potter from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Teretz is, we're going according to the Chachamim, that hold that a Suma ordinarily is Chayev in mitzvahs. If a Suma ordinarily is Chayev in mitzvahs, so you would think he's Chayev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov said that a Suma is Potter from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because he has a special drasha to say that he's Potter. However, there's a little bit of a ha'ara on that, because although Rabbi Yehuda is a Das Yochid and Shas, but the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Pesach and the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah both quote Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin sumas potem and amitzvahs. Which then would come out that according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this sugya is shaloy aliba de hilchasa. Because if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that means we paskin sumas potem and amitzvahs. So we have a whole sugya in Shas, which is Shalei Aliba the Hilchasa. So Bishleim, if we paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. The sugya is going according to the Chachamim. But according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a little more doichik to just dismiss this whole Gemara by saying that the halach, that the sugya is going according to the Chachamim, being that the halach is not like the Chachamim. Meaning, if you have a stam sugya in Shas that would seem to imply that Tumas Chayv and Mitzvahs, then Rabbeinu Yeruchim should have paskin like the Chachamim. So how would Rabbeinu Yeruchim explain this Gemara even according to Rabbi Yehuda? So I heard a... That's true, but only based on a drasha. So I heard a beautiful mahalach from my good friend Levi Chomsky. The chinuch in Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Chaf Aleph paskins, that noshim, women, are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chinuch is matmiya on the chinuch. He doesn't understand why a noshim chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Isn't Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim a mitzvah saseh shaz man garama? When are you mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Bavur zeh, b'shosh yesh Matzu Umar Menachem Lefanecha. It's something that you mekayim at the Leil HaSeder. It's something you do once a year, twice a year. So if it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman geroma, aren't noshim potter from all mitzvah saseh shehazman geroma? And he says, v'oid, we know that loch is that women are even potter from the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. When we say the parasha of tzitzis in Shema. Why do we do it every day? The Torah says, l'man tisker es yom tzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha. Every single single day. We have an obligation to recite the Shema, to say the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we have to remember. Now, the poskim say that Noshem apotter from that mitzvah. So Madach the apotter from Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Michas Chinuch, Kal v'chomer, they certainly should be potter from the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah that happens only once a day. And don't tell me, says the Michas Chinuch, that maybe the chayv because of Afein Hoye Ba'Isanes, because Tosfos says throughout Shas that Afein Hoye Ba'Isanes only works for mitzvahs the Rabbanon. What does the Gemara say? Afein Hoye Ba'Isanes, Kriya Mikra Megillah, by Ner Chanukah. So whenever it's a mitzvah the Rabbanon, then Dalot Kosos. Then you say Afein Hoye Ba'Isanes. But by mitzvahs day rises, you don't say Afein Hoye Ba'Isanes. What's Tosfos Raya? Tosfos Raya is, why don't you say that women are chayv to sit in a sukkah because of Afein Hoye Ba'Isanes, according to the Man Lama that says that we sit in a sukkah, Zeichel and Ani Yaakov, that was a nes. The Teretz Tosfos says is you only say Afein Hoye Ba'Isanes by mitzvahs Rabbanon. You don't say it by mitzvahs day rises. So asks the Michas Chinuch, what's pshad in the Chinuch, that the Chinuch says that Noshem are chayv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It would seem to be a quintessential mitzvah Sazeches Mangaromo. And we know the rule is that Noshim are potter from all mitzvahs asay shehazman gerama. That is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Minchas Chinuch blibes tzorich iyun gadol. But the Welt says a very nice thing. The Welt says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that kuf tes vaz omedbeis, that matzah we know is referred to in the Torah as lechem oini. We say halachma anya. Why is matzah called lechem oini? Pashup shad is because it's poor man's bread. It's not matzah ashira. It's not challah. But rather it's matzah. But the Gemara said, Oh, Mashmuel, you know why matzah is called lechem oini? Lechem she'oinin olav dvarim. Because there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to recite the Haggadah b'shal she'esh matzah b'fanecha. So it's lechem she'oinin olav dvarim. We say things on top of the lechem. And being that we say things on top of the lechem, it's for that reason that it's called lechem oini. So you say, Meris, you see in the Gemara that there's a connection between the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So much so that the matzah defines the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim defines the matzah. The matzah is called lechem oini. It's lechem she'oinin olav dvarim. So say the Veld, we know that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of matzah. Why are they chayiv in matzah? It's also a mitzvah sasech as mangaromo, because the Gemara makes a hekish that anyone who has the iser of achilas chametz also has the mitzvah sasei of achilas matzah. So once women are chayiv in matzah, so then it makes sense already that they should be chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, because there's a connection between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's lechem she'oinin olav dvarim. The Brisker Rav, they bring from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav said that the geder of lechem oini is similar to when we make kiddush on yayin. We make kiddush on yayin, so we say zocher siyam hashabbos lekatre ala yayin. It's the same concept. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the matzah is lechem she'oinim olav dvarim. The matzah is to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim like the wine is to the kiddush. So just like it would make no sense for there to be a mitzvah at the beginning of the meal Friday night to pick up a glass of wine and not make kiddush, if you don't have the mitzvah to say zocher siyam hashabbos lekatre, it would make no sense for you to hold the glass of wine. So say that achrenim, that's the same svara. It would make no sense for you to have a mitzvah of matzah if you don't have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if women have the mitzvah of matzah, they have to have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, because matzah is Bechefzo lechem she'oinim olav dvarim. And Echanami, it's the mitzvah seishas man grama. But Bechayiv matzah, it's for that reason that Bechayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. So based on that, good friend Levi said something very nice. He said, it's true, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a suma is part of an amitzvah. However, the Mechaber in Hilcha Shechita, Yerideya, Simen Aleph, Sivkot and Tes says as follows. Suma lo yishchay. A suma is not allowed a shech, likatchilo. So could a suma be a shechit? Shechitas chulin, not kachim, chulin. So the Mechaber says, suma lo yishchay likatchilo. Unless there are people standing and watching him. And if he did shecht, shechitas ekshera, so then the shechita is going to be kosher. We just mentioned that Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Hilch, that the shechitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is potem in a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham brings shechitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Yosef brings shechitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Hilchas Pesach, and we're chayesh lekatchila for shechitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, says Rabbi Kiveger, or meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is potem in a mitzvah, a suma wouldn't be able to shecht either, because the Gemara says that the only person that's a bar zvicha, the only person that could shecht, is someone that is shayech to vizach. Someone who has the Isser Nevela is a bar zvicha, is a lad of shecht. But someone who doesn't have the Isser Nevela is not a lad of shecht. Meaning, a someone who's potim in a mitzvah, like a guy, or a suma according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't have the isin of Eila, would not be allowed to shechtida. So, Feit Rav Kiva Eger, how come none of the poskim bring Rabbeinu Yeruchim over here? Why don't the poskim say that although mi'ikar adin, a suma is allowed to shecht, im acherim roinois, if other people are watching him, but not according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a suma is potim in a mitzvah. If he's potim in a mitzvah, he doesn't have the isin of Eila. If he doesn't have the isin of Eila, then he's not a bar zvicha. So, it would seem to be a very obvious chumrah. We should be chayish for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, just like the poskim quote Rabbeinu Yeruchim in other places. Why don't the poskim quote Rabbeinu Yeruchim here as well? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that from here you see a tremendous yisoid. That although it's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that asumas potim in a mitzvah, it's only mitzvahs aseh. But mitzvahs lois aseh, that asumas is going to be chayiv. If asumas chayiv and mitzvahs lois aseh, that means asuma is shayach to the isin avela. If he's shayach to the isin avela, it's for that reason he will be a bar zvicha. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a rayon of flaw. He brings a rayon of flaw that asumas chayiv in mitzvahs lois aseh from a gemara masechta zivamis that we did learn together, that v'ayin chesam and aleph, a gemara perek oral, but not for today. But that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. You see from here that asuma is considered a bar zvicha. Why? It must be because he has this in the veil. I, Rabbi Yehuda, holds sumas potim and a mitzvah. It's only mitzvahs aseh. However, that's not going to be mitzvahs. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if that's true, we can take it a step further. If a sumas chayiv and mitzvahs leis aseh, then there are certain mitzvahs aseh that a sumas also going to be chayiv in. Which mitzvahs aseh? Mitzvahs aseh that are toloi in mitzvahs leis aseh. For example, the mitzvahs aseh of Shabbos. The Gemara says kol sheyeshne b'shmira yeshne b'schira. It's for that reason that women have all the obligations. The mitzvahs aseh, certainly the mitzvahs aseh to make kiddush on Shabbos, although it's a mitzvahs aseh shas mangerama. Why do women have the mitzvah? Because kol sheyeshne b'shmira, they have the isurei Shabbos, they have the mitzvah of Shabbos as well. Or says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the mitzvah of matzah, because matzah is hookish to the isra achilas chametz. And if a suma is not allowed to eat chametz, so too a suma would have a mitzvah saseh to eat matzah. So it comes out from Kiva Eger that every single suma, although he's potim in a mitzvah, the mitzvah of matzah he does have. Oh, if a suma has the mitzvah of matzah, then you can learn that the sugya over here, Masechtas Pesachim, works even according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What was the kasha? We have a sugya of Achav Yaakov learned out from the parsha Ben Soiru Moira that Asuma is potter from the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim. So we ask, Bishloima, if you hold that Asuma ordinarily is chayiv and mitzvahs, so you need a drasha to tell me that he's potter from the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yeruchim says is the halacha, that Asuma is always potter in a mitzvah, if Asuma is always potter in a mitzvah, why do I need a special makar that Asuma is going to be potter from the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim? The teretz is the same teretz that we said to the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha, that although Asuma is potter in a mitzvah, Asuma is chayiv and if he's chayiv and lois aseh, he's also going to be chayiv in the mitzvah aseh of matzah. Because the mitzvah aseh of matzah is hookish to the isra of chametz. If he's chayiv in the mitzvah aseh of matzah, I would have thought that just like a woman who ordinarily is potter from all mitzvah aseh shas mangaroma, still she has a mitzvah aseh deiraisa according to the chinuch of vigadat levincha of sibitzis mitzrayim. Why? Because matzah is lechem oini, it's lechem she'oinim al of dvarim harbe. So I would have thought that asuma is the same way, that asuma should also be chayiv in sibitzis mitzrayim. If he's chayiv in matzah, see, he's chayiv in the lechem, then he has the din lechem oini. He has the mitzvah saseh of igalat levincha as well. That's why I have a pasuk, a parsha to tell me that although you would have thought that asuma is chayiv in sibitzis mitzrayim, but we learn that from the parsha in Seiru Meirer that asuma is going to be potter from the mitzvah of sipur yitzis mitzrayim. Just one hisafa, the Mechas Chinuch's kasha was that why are women chayiv in the mitzvah saseh of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Isn't it a mitzvah saseh shazman geroma? Noshem ha-potter from mitzvah saseh shazman geroma. So I was just thinking, what machshava? Why are women potter from mitzvah saseh shazman geroma? So the Sfarim say, the Achronim say that the reason women are potter from the mitzvah saseh, from mitzvah saseh shazman geroma is, because what is a mitzvah saseh shazman geroma? It's a mitzvah that you have to do at a certain time. You can never tell a woman to be at a certain place at a certain time. Partially because they never will be, but also because they're mishubit labailo. They have shibudim. What are their shibudim? They're mishubit to their husband. They're mishubit to their children. They have obligations. It's not something you can obligate them to do. So to have a mitzvah saseh, to daven kriya shema at a certain time, you can't obligate. What if they have to change a diaper at that time? What if they have obligations that they need to do? They're mishubadis labailo. And because they're mishubadis labailo, that is the real reason that women are potter from mitzvah saseh shazman geroma, because women don't own their time. And being that they don't own their time, you can't obligate them to do a mitzvah at a certain time. So I was thinking that it could be at the Leila Seder, which is all about Zman Cheruseno. It's all about that we were once Avodim Lepare. We were once Mishubit. There was a time when we didn't own our time, but now we're free people. Even the woman who she too was freed. She was also let out from Mitzrayim. She, at least for one night, is not going to be Meshuvah Labayla. So for tonight, I'm going to be Chayiv, even a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gram. I want to read to you an unbelievable Sephorna. The first mitzvah in the Torah, in Parashas Boy, says the Sephorna, from now on, your time is going to be lochem. You're going to own. You'll be able to do whatever you want to do with your time. But at the time that the Yidden were slaves, then you didn't own your time. Your time belonged to somebody else. The real freedom that the Yidden got when they left Mitzrayim, that any slave gets when he's freed, is Achidesh Azalochem, that from now on your time belongs to you. So instead of being completely Meshubid to somebody else, right now you belong to yourself. The Achidesh Azalochem, the women also got. I mean that the women also got it, at least for one night. Balela Seder, women are Mekayim, Achidesh Azalochem, they're not Meshubid Labailo. So therefore, although ordinarily it's true, they're potter from mitzvah Seder as Mangaroma, but when it comes to the mitzvah, at least of Sipur Yitzhak, Mitzrayim, which is all about Chayav Adam Liris as Atzmai Kehilo Hu Atzmai Yotzmi Mitzrayim. We're living right now Achodesh Azelochem. It would be a contradiction. It would be a stir. It would make almost no sense to say right now when I'm living, I'm trying to feel Achodesh Azelochem Reish Chadashim that I should be Meshuvah Labayla and be Potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama. So it's true. Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim is a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama, and ordinarily they're Potter, but B'leil HaSeder at the time when we're reenacting the gift of Achodesh Azelochem, at least at that point, we have an obligation that even women will be potter from mitzvah seches mangaram. We'll just be messiah with one thing. The Torah says in the course of the Korban Pesach, so I saw from the Aznayim L'Torah, Zalman Tzoroski, and he says beautiful, a chuk is always a mitzvah that has no time. Why is the Yontif of Pesach, or the Karban Pesach, and all the mitzvahs of Pesach, why are they referred to as a chukas oilam? So he says, because what's the Yontif of Pesach? The Yontif of Pesach is we sit by the Leila Seder, and Chayav Adam Liris is Atzmai, and Zman Cheruseinu, we drink four glasses of wine, and we sit by Seba, and the whole idea is for us to feel like Bnei Chayrin. He says, you know, when times are good, and people are in a good place in life, and everything is wonderful, it's very easy, it happens very naturally for us to sit around the table and feel like Bnei Chayrin. But at the Seder in the Warsaw Ghetto, they didn't feel like Bnei Chayrin. They didn't feel like they wanted to be Beheseba. The Mishnah says, Afilu Oni, She'in lo mayoichal, even he has to sit by a seba. Even the Oni that's misparnes min atamchoy, there are times when it's natural for a person to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But then there are times that it's a chukas oilam, it's a chayk, it's a milsav leitam, and that's what the Torah is saying, that it doesn't matter where the Yidden are going to be, where Golus is going to take them, even if it's a chukas oilam, still, tichagul.